听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Traveling by plane is becoming more expensive. That is a recent trend. Many airlines charge people to check bags now. The amount of money people spend on travel is decreasing because of the current economy. When the economy gets better, maybe travel spending will increase again.
Hi everyone, my name is Andrea. Today we continue talking about trends. Traveling by plane is becoming more expensive. That is a recent trend. Recent is a key word. If something is recent, that means it's new or it didn't happen a long time ago. Is that a recent movie?A recent movie is a movie that just came out, and you can see it or watch it. What are some recent trends? Well, many airlines charge people to check bags now. That is another recent trend. If someone charges you to do something, that means you have to pay them money.Now, when airlines charge people to check bags, that means you have to pay the airline money to take your bag. The amount of money people spend on traveling is decreasing because of the current economy. The key word is decrease. Now, if something decreases, that means it goes down.People are not spending as much money as they used to on traveling. So the money that they spent is decreasing. Now, what is the opposite of decrease? Well, that is the verb increase. If something increases, it gets bigger and bigger. Our class increased in size. We got many new students. Now, why is the amount of money people spend on travel decreasing? Well, it is because of the current economy. Current is also a key word. If something is current, it is happening right now. So we are talking about the economy right now. Well, friends, we have more to talk about. I hope that you're ready to go to the mall and keep learning from our friends there. Good job. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Emma, and I'm so happy to see you today. Remember what happened yesterday?We found out that Jean has to give a speech. Oh, I think she's a little bit worried. She wants the speech to be a good one, and she wants to be sure she looks good, too. Oh, it won't be easy, but I'm sure Jean can do a good job. Hey, right now, let's look at the Find It question. Today's Find It question is...What does Jean ask Tom to do? What does Jean ask Tom to do? We'll find that out in the lesson, so listen carefully. But right now, let's go to the information desk.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the information desk. I'm Christina.
看样子 Tom 是好久没有搭飞机旅行了，他不知道现在搭飞机托运行李可是要付费的。Jean 告诉他航空公司征收托运行李费，的确是近来旅游的趋势之一。 由于 Jean 他正在准备下礼拜的演讲，所以他逮到机会请 Tom 听听看他的演讲内容。他说好的旅游专员应该要能够充分的了解时下的旅行趋势，而且他还举出了一个新兴的度假趋势，到底是怎么样的一个趋势呢？等一下仔细来听哦。我们先来看今天的重要单字 charge， 商品和服务所需的收费 charge。例如你想打听某个钢琴老师一小时学费多少， How much does he charge per hour? Recent， 最近的， Recent。 例如 Is that a recent photo of you? 看起来不像你耶。 Increase， 增加， Increase。 Travel increases your knowledge of the world。 Decrease， 减少，Decrease. 最近因为受景气的影响， car sales are decreasing. Current, 现在的，当前的， current. Do you have the current issue of our magazine? I hope you do. And I think it's time to visit our friends.
Conversation A.
Hi, Jean.
Oh, hey, Tom.
My grandma just called me. She said the airline will charge them $20 for checking one bag. Is that true?
Yes. Many airlines now charge passengers for checking bags, although every airline is different.
I guess I haven't flown anywhere lately. Checking bags used to be free.
Well, Tom...Charging for luggage is a recent travel trend.
You're practicing for your speech, right? Amy told me about that.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the mall. I am Amy, and here we have Tom. And today, Jean and Tom are talking about travel trends. Tom mentioned something very interesting. He says his grandma...called him, and the airline will charge them $20 for checking one bag. And charge is our first key word. Say it with us. Charge.
Charge.
Charge. When someone is charging you something, they are asking you to pay a certain price for that thing.
And you know, this airline is charging $20 just to check in one bag. I think that is a lot of money to charge. But friends, you can use this keyword charge in other ways. If you go to a store and you buy something, then the person there will charge you an amount of money. They might charge your credit card. That means they will use your credit card.And you pay with your credit card. They are charging your card. Or they are charging you for something.
Mm-hmm. And Jean tells you, Tom, well, charging for luggage is a recent travel trend. And recent is our next key word. Recent.
Recent.
Recent. When we talk about something recent, we are talking about something thatjust happened a short time ago. Let's use it in a sentence. I just moved to another apartment. This is a recent change in my life.
Oh, so it happened recently. It's a recent change. Oh, you might see a picture of somebody. You can say, is this a recent picture of you? That means the picture was taken not too long ago. It's a recent changepicture. Do you have any recent pictures? Well, right now it's time for us to review these keywords. The first one is charge. Charge. The Johnsons' babysitter charges $10 an hour to watch their kids.
Recent. Recent. Did you hear the most recent news about Brent? He got the job.Well, good job, friends. Let's go and learn more with Conversation B.
Conversation B.
Hey, do you have a few minutes?
Sure. I'm on my break now.
Could you listen to some of my speech?
I'd love to.
Read it.
What makes a good travel agent? A good agent knows about travel trends. When you know about these trends, you will be able to help your customers better. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Do you think the money people spend on travel is increasing or decreasing? People are spending less on travel because of our current economy. Although people are traveling less, that doesn't mean travel agents have less work. No, we need to work harder. One interesting travel trend is called a staycation. It's a vacation where people stay at home or in local hotels. They enjoy being home and relaxing, or they take short trips around the area.
Amy, do you know what is special about this conversation between Jean and me?
Yes, I do. We found the answer to today's Find It question.
That's right. The question is, what does Jean ask Tom to do?
What does Jean ask Tom to do? Jean asks Tom to listen to some of her speech.
That's a good idea. And I will listen to some of her speech. So far, Jean's speech sounds pretty good. Now, friends, if you want to understand this speech, then you need to understand the words in the speech. Let's look at some key words. The first key word here is increase.
Increase.
Increase. When something increases, that means it gets bigger or there is more of it. It increases.
Good example. Let's think of another sentence. More and more people are coming to the mall. The number of people is increasing at the mall.
That's good. That means people will come to the theater. That means people will go to your shop, Amy, because the number of people coming to the mall is increasing. And the opposite of this word is the key word decrease.
Decrease.
Decrease. When something decreases, then there is less of it, or it is getting smaller. It's the opposite of increase. Now, usually you say this verb, decrease, but if you want to make a point that it's not increasing, then you can say, no, it's decreasing. For example, Amy said that more people are coming to the mall, that the number is increasing. If it's wrong, I might say, no, Amy, it's not increasing, it's decreasing. But you should usually say decrease. Well, friends, let's review these keywords. The first one is increase. Increase. The number of customers increases each week. The restaurant is getting more popular.
Decrease. Decrease. You spend too much time on the computer. Can you decrease your time? Well, good job, friends. Let's learn more with Conversation C.
Conversation C.
A staycation. That sounds like a good idea for saving money.
Maybe you should try it, Tom.
No, I'm still hoping to go to Hawaii.
That's right.
Well, you have a great start on your speech, Jean. I need to get back to work, though.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Hi, friends. Earlier, Jean asked an interesting question. She asked, do you think the money people spend on travel is increasing or decreasing? And here we just learned her answer. She says that people are spending less on travel because of our current economy. And let's look at our key word. It's current.
Current.
Current. When we talk about something that is current, we are talking about a recent thing. It is happening right now. It is happening during this time. It is current.
That's right. It is current. So friends, when we watch the news, it is happening right now. Or it's something that is going on today. You can say it is current news, something that is happening right now.
That's good. Do you watch the current news? If you do, then you know that the current economy is not doing well. And let's look at this word, economy. Economy is the way the country or the world is spending and making money. And right now, the economy is not doing well. But we can still take some time to have some vacation. And Jean tells us more about it.
She does. And she mentions something interesting, a staycation. That's a vacation that you can take in your neighborhood or in your home, a staycation. Well, friends, let's review this key word. It is current. Current. This is not the current season of this TV show. This is a show from last year. Well, friends, great job. Now it's time for us to take a break, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. We're glad you're here again. And we hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Jean is trying to get ready for the speech, and I'm sure she'll do a good job. Well, why don't we review today's lesson one more time?
Hi, Jean.
Oh, hey, Tom.
My grandma just called me. She said the airline will charge them $20 for checking one bag. Is that true?
Yes. Many airlines now charge passengers for checking bags, although every airline is different.
I guess I haven't flown anywhere lately. Checking bags used to be free.
Well, Tom, charging for luggage is a recent travel trend.
You're practicing for your speech, right? Amy told me about that.
Hey, do you have a few minutes?
Sure. I'm on my break now.
Could you listen to some of my speech?
I'd love to.
What makes a good travel agent? A good agent knows about travel trends. When you know about these trends, you will be able to help your customers better. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Do you think the money people spend on travel is increasing or decreasing? People are spending less on travel because of our current economy. Although people are traveling less, that doesn't mean travel agents have less work. No, we need to work harder. One interesting travel trend is called a staycation. It's a vacation where people stay at home or in local hotels. They enjoy being home and relaxing, or they take short trips around the area.
Huh, a staycation. That sounds like a good idea for saving money.
Maybe you should try it, Tom.
No, I'm still hoping to go to Hawaii.
That's right.
Well, you have a great start on your speech, Jean. I need to get back to work, though.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Hello, 大家好，我们又碰面了。让我们来看看今天的绘画里几个关键用语。Tom 来找 Jean， 告诉他从 Grandma 那儿听到的消息。The airline will charge them $20 for checking one bag. 我们把这个句子简化，看到 charge someone for something 这个片语，就是为某件事跟某人收费。跟我一起来念 charge someone for something。Charge someone for something。动词 charge 后面除了可以接人之外，也可以接钱的数目，然后再加一个介系词 for。所以你可以说 ,they charge you $3 for using the internet. They charge you $3 for using the internet. 他们向你收三块钱的上网费。或是 they charge you $5 for parking. They charge you $5 for parking. 他们向你收五块钱的停车费。Tom 真的没想到托运行李还要收费。他说 ,checking bags used to be free. 托运行李以前都是免费的。所以 used to 就表示以前是怎么样，但是现在已经不是了。所以一定要用过去式 ,used to. 来跟我一起说 ,used to. Used to. 你可以说 ,that coffee shop used to be busy.That coffee shop used to be busy. 那家咖啡厅本来生意很好的。Jane 的演讲开头第一句就是个问句。What makes a good travel agent? 什么造就一个好的旅游专员，或者是好的旅游专员的条件为何，是个非常好用的问句。What makes? What makes? 例如说What makes a good teacher? What makes a good teacher? 好老师的条件是什么？听了 Jean 的演讲，你觉得 What makes a good speech? 想一想，明天见咯，Bye!
Sing and say!
This week we talked aboutAnimals, E-I-E-I-O. Let's go! Farm animals, sing it.
Farm animals.
Good. Cows, pigs, and horses, say it.
Cows, pigs, and horses.
Are farm animals, say it.
Are farm animals.
Yes, they are. Goat, sing it.
Goat.
Duck, quack, quack, sing it.
Duck.Quack, quack.
Chicken. Quack, quack, quack. Sing it.
Chicken.
Quack, quack, quack. Woohoo, that was good. Goose. Sing it.
Goose.
Yeah. A hen is a female chicken. Say it.
A hen is a female chicken.
Yes. A lamb is a baby sheep. Baa. Say it.
A lamb is a baby sheep. Baa.
Cute.Bring your camera, sing.
Bring your camera,
woo! We also talked about trends this week. What are some recent travel trends? Sing it.
Recent travel trends.
Yes. Jean wants her speech, say it.
Jean wants her speech
to be current, say it.
To be current.
Great. Belt, sing it.
Belt.
Earring.Sing it.
Earring.
Pants. Sing it.
Pants.
Charge. Sing it.
Charge.
Increase. Say it.
Increase.
Decrease. Say it.
Decrease.
Sing and say helps you increase your English. Good job, friends. Bye-bye. Woo! Uh-huh.
You got a new cell phone.
You got a new cell phone.
你有新手机了。
Let's call Fred.
Okay, I'll call him.
Hey, you got a new cell phone.
Yes, I did. It's very nice.
Wow, you got a new cell phone.
Yes, it has games, it has TV, it has MP3s.
So you got...A new cell phone.
Yes, but I can't call anyone.
I don't know how.
Here, use my old cell phone.
Thanks.
You got a new cell phone.
You got a new cell phone.
你有新手机了。
You know, a staycation sounds really nice. Yeah. Well, here's our question for you, friends. The question is, would you be interested in a staycation? Why or why not? Here it is again. Would you be interested in a staycation? Why or why not? Jack, do you know what a staycation is?
Well, of course I do. I was paying attention today, Tom.
Okay, good, good. I was just testing you. Now, would you be interested in a staycation?
Well, yeah, I think a staycation would be a lot of fun, and I could save money.
Okay, so you would like to have a staycation because you could save money. Well, that's a very good reason. Friends, would you be interested in a staycation? Why or why not? Tell somebody today. Thank you so much for joining us here at Let's Talk in English at
the Mall.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.